Hey man, I'm Brian, man.
I was not expecting that. I'm Brian.
And you watching Brian vs. Brian, man. This is episode 232, man. It's called Hustle and Flow, man. I tell you what, I put my heart in this episode, man. This is everything I got right here, man. So, let's do the damn thing. All right. 232, Hustle and Flow, man. 2005 American drama. Written and directed by Craig Brewer. I'm not familiar with Craig Brewer. Has he done some other things?
Black Snake Moan is the only thing I know of.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
That's not even on his career. Black Snake Moan. I don't think of it. No, I've never seen that one.
Samuel Jackson, Ties a Woman to His Radiator or some shit. From what I remember.
Yeah, that was the year after this. Yeah. So, Black Snake Moan, 2006. Footloose, 2011. Oh, okay. That was the remake?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Oh, and Coming to America. So the the sequel. And Dolomite. Dolomite's really good.
I still need to watch that. I need to watch that.
Got it. It's fucking good. 2005. So this is like senior year for me. Was kind of a big thing, I remember.
Yeah, oh yeah. It was a pretty big hit. Like one of those like indie type movies that kind of crossed over to the zeitgeist, to pop culture, because all my friends watched it. It was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, and and the music of it was kind of very then, like it's 3-6 Mafia and shit was kind of big right then. It was all this southern rap coming through the MTV gateways and stuff. Released July 22nd, 2005, and it's a budget of $2.8 million, box office 23.5. So, yeah, this thing kind of got some traction and nominated for 2 Academy Awards for Best Actor for Howard. I forgot he got nominated for this. That's pretty cool. And then Best Original Song for It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp. And that song ended up winning, being only the second hip-hop song to win an Academy Award following Eminem's Lose Yourself from 8 Mile.
Yes.
And, how's this? It starts off, it's really gritty. I like the look of the film. It's just gritty and fucking grainy.
Yeah.
It's from the streets. Was it start off with like his caprice? I think we see like a wheel or something, and then we get into the interior of the car, and we got instantly a monologue.
Yeah.
From Terrence, like, you know, man like a dog. And when I say man, I don't mean man as in man. I mean man as in mankind, because men, well, hell, we a lot like a dog. You know, we like sniff a little ass when we can. We like get a little pink heart on like they do, you know. But mankind, man. And then he goes into that. Oh, that was so good.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, this is starting good. I'm remembering some greatness. And then we got the...
I love that line, too. At the end of his monologue, a car rides up. You don't really know the context of what the fuck's happening. He's just talking in his car. And then you cut to this woman sitting next to him, and then a car drives up, and then there's like some sort of dialogue between like, you like what you see? God, what does he say? The last line before the song kicks in is like, why don't you go over there and tell him what the fuck's up or something like that. He says something along those lines, and then she gets out, and all of a sudden the bass starts kicking into that jazz song, that blues song. And we get to the credits.
Yeah, it's definitely like a Shaft type. Yeah, he's like looking over. He's like, hey, man, let me put it to you this way. 20 up front, 40 in the bank. And he just stares at him. And he's like, Lola, why don't you walk over there and explain this motherfucker how it works?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. and then we get some, if I recall correctly, just some driving shots. We get some, I can't remember, there's a lot of little bits that aren't incredibly important to the plot, but just add a lot of, I don't know, emotion and realism. Like, there are points, I think he went home, and he's got the Taraja P. Henson, right? She's there, she's like pregnant, so she can't trick for him, currently, and he's just taking care of her, which kind of shows that he's got somewhat of a heart. He didn't kick her out on the street. And then he's got the one who works at the strip club is obviously probably his oldest of his stable, and she's got an attitude because she's been there a long time, and she thinks she runs a show. And she's got a baby that she never takes care of, but Taraja takes care of. And then Nola is kind of like the moneymaker because she's the white girl. That girl's not doing too good. I've seen recent interviews from her. I'm like, oh shit, dude, she looks like she hit some drugs real hard or something.
Oof, that sucks.
She kind of,
She's
she's kind
fantastic
of,
in this movie. She's phenomenal. Yeah, that sucks.
And she went a little off the rails, but fuck, so did fucking Terrence Howard. God damn.
Yeah, what is this math thing?
Yeah,
I
go
forget
watch
what it
him
was.
do a go watch him do his hour stand up on math. That'll get you rolling. Math is like an equation, man. It's like a fractal. Look, I got
My
this
God.
3D model of it. This is math. I love it when he's on Joe Rogan and he
Oh,
has that
God.
smart guy who knows what he's talking about, and then he's like, yeah, but everything you're explaining is wrong, Terrence. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just telling you. I said, no, it ain't wrong, man.
Oh, God.
But there's parts like, yeah, when he goes home and he's like yelling at people, and there's like so many conversations happening at the same time, and nobody's listening to each other, and they're just yelling over each other, and it just creates this realistic fucking tension. It's like, fuck, I've had dysfunctional households, and that's exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
It's like, the fuck, it's like a lot of shit was just said, but I don't remember what was said, and you just get like a close up on Terrence Howard of just like, oh, he's just fucking defeated.
Yeah.
And yeah, I thought it was really good, but I don't know. I think he goes, one of the first things he goes to sell some weed to what the hell's that guy's name who played Chef? Is that Isaac Hayes?
Isaac Hayes, yeah. I think that's Isaac Hayes. The guy who
Yeah.
actually wrote Shaft song. I think
Yeah,
that's Isaac Hayes. Yeah.
I think so. And yeah, he's like a bar owner. Goes down there and he's like, "Hey man, you remember Skinny Black? Yeah, I knew Skinny. I knew Skinny when he was hustling his mixtape out the his motherfucking Crown Vic back on Crenshaw, man. Yeah, I mean he went to a different school and all. He might not know me, but I knew of him. I was doing the same thing over at Western though." And reminiscent now, Skinny Black is this rapper that comes from where he comes from, and he's kind of having a midlife crisis. His father died around the age he is right now, and he's worried he's just going to be this pimp struggling to get by, barely making it for the rest of his life. And this guy who is from where he came from has done big things. His last CD went platinum. He's on the TV, he's on the radio. And he's telling him he's coming through for a 4th of July party. And he's like, he buys out the whole place, man. Can't even have nobody else here. He just buys me out for the night. He's like, man, Skinny rolling like that, man. Oh, man. He's like, yeah, you need to. He's like, you remember that weed you brought me that one time? He's like, yeah, this ain't that shit, man. This ain't that shit, man. He's like, well, you need to get some of that good shit down here. Man, these folks, you got to come down here on the 4th of July. I don't want none of that dirt weed. And he's like, man, you insulting my shit right now, man. He's like, no, nah, I'm not insulting your shit. I'm just trying to help a friend. He's like, okay, man. Okay. So puts it in his ear. Now he's got a he want he wants to meet Skinny and sell him some good weed. So we got that going. Then I think outside of the the bar, get a crackhead rolling up to the car. And I love this scene. Hey, DJ, fuck with me, DJ. Come on, DJ. He's like, what the fuck, man? Gets out there and he's like, hey, what'd you give me for this? He's got this little like children's Casio
Yeah.
piano with a beat machine
Ding
on
ding
top.
ding. Yeah.
I was like, where the hell you get that, man? Ah, man, you know the game, baby. You know the game. You stole this from your fucking kids? Nah,
No.
man. This is mine. I used to play this all the time. And I love it when he's like, well, does it work? Like a pro? Like a fucking pro, it works. I used to say that all the time. Was that any context I could. Man, like a pro? Damn. We doubting this shit. And he's like playing. It's like ding, ding. It's like, yeah. I like it, man. I'll give you a quota for it. Man, you mean a half of this some? Shit, Jack, I'll take this to the pawn shop. I love Terrence. Take it to the goddamn pawn shop then.
Yeah.
See what the fuck
Here,
they
take
give you. Go
it.
ahead. And he's like, no, you got it. You got it. I'll fuck with you. I'll fuck with you. It's yours. And then he hands him the weed. And then the guy's all looking at it. Yeah, this will do. He's like, man, you advertising my shit right now. No, I'll fuck with you. I'll fuck with you. And he's like, you're fucking with me right now, man.
Oh,
Yeah,
God.
it's good. Goes back home. I think that's when that scene happens of the chaoticness I was talking about, and everyone's yelling at each other, and it's just fucking stressful and a tension you can cut with a knife. And he goes into like his little room with the baby who's crying, and I can't remember what the hell was her name in this. Taraji Shug, the pregnant one. I was like, it's my chill time. She always waking up the baby. And yeah, she wakes up her baby just to hold him for like 2 seconds. Now he's crying at like a motherfucker when he was put asleep, and she has to go do something else.
Take a
And
shower. You need to take a
yeah.
shower.
He watch him. I'm like, hey, wait, man, what the hell you doing, man? Give it a Suge. Suge says it's her chill time. What the hell's my chill time? And hey, I love that. He's like, hey man, you gotta quit crying, man. You gotta fuck man up, man. That's a
Yeah,
little
you're
baby.
a
Hey,
genius.
little baby. Little baby, you gotta stop
Yeah.
that,
I've been crying like
man.
no bitch. I'm like, dude, that must have been a hard scene to film, I imagine.
And then he's got the baby bouncing on his knee, and the baby starts to get quiet because he's, the baby's enjoying the little piano, and they're just fucking around. And he's like holding the baby's hand and making him hit keys and then playing with him. And then, yeah, it's a kind of a heartfelt scene. It's pretty cool. He's like, yeah, man, you like that, man? You like that little beat, little baby, man? And then mom comes back in, and it's been like a vast amount of time. It seems like it's been like an hour or longer. And she comes in, what are you doing with my baby? It's like, we vibing, man. And she takes him, and he starts crying again. She's like, and I love that. That's what the fuck's wrong. Every time he gets a moment to fucking chill, you fucking fuck him up and pull him out. You gonna give that little boy a goddamn twitch, I tell you. That's good. Yeah. And then do. What we got he goes down to like the corner bodega gas station, and that's where he gets his weed. He sells weed too on the side, and he's got a big old thing of cash, and he's got this white guy. He's like, see, I needs a brick of that good stuff, 'cause for skinny black. Hands him a wad of money in a brown paper bag, and it's all soaked. He's like, oh, I don't even like my own sweat, DJ. You know what? I don't want this shit. He's like, you know what, man? He takes it out of there. Let's put a little of my sweet juices on it. Like rubs his balls with it or something, and slaps it on the counter. Tell me you ain't gonna take that, man. And he's like, you pushing it, DJ. You pushing it. And there's a skinny black CD on the counter. He picks it up, and someone behind him says, you still fuck with that shit? He says, huh? You still fuck with that? And then it's Anthony Anderson as Key. And apparently they went to the same school. He's like, yeah, I remember you used to freestyle over the microphone at in PE. And he's like, oh shit, how you been, Playboy? And they reminisce, and this is pretty fun. He's buying a shit ton of batteries, Key is, and he's like, what, you got a dildo or something? He's like,
The
huh? A dildo, man. What's up with all the batteries? Ain't no fucking dildo. Oh, hey, I'm just fucking with you, man. What's it for? What do you do? And he's like, it's for my microphones. He's like, what do you do? And then we cut to him recording, records like church ladies singing and shit. And we get that pretty cool scene. I told Jesus he could change my name. And he's getting emotional as shit, crying in there. That was a pretty cool scene.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, Jesus. And oh man, no.
Oh shit. Cuts
And then
deep.
he has an epiphany. Like he needs to do something. He just met this guy again from his musical days, and he's recording music. He gets an idea. Well, not instantly. He goes home, I think, and then I think he plays a little bit more on the keyboard and raps a little bit or something. And then they show up at his house. Right? And they're having, oh man, it's so funny.
Yeah, that
They're
conversation,
eating
the dinner
dinner.
conversation, yeah, that's still
Yeah,
good.
Key and his wife, a vet, I think, were eating dinner, and it's like the most realistic husband-wife dinner conversation like I've ever seen in a film. It's like, oh my God. It just reminded me. She's like, and you know what? He's talking about work. You know what this bitch had the fucking nerve to do? And he's like, what she do, baby?
Yeah, he's still looking down the whole time
Yeah,
eating.
he's like, just adding. And I was telling Jesse, I was like, this is how it works. Like, I just listen to you and I'll throw out a prompter word, like, what happened? What'd she say? So you'll continue, and I don't gotta pay too much attention. I just keep going. And she's like, and you know what I said? What'd you say, baby? And
So good.
then she had the nerve, just a little, Then by the end, she kind of asked him a question. He says, What do you mean, huh? And then, like, he's caught, looks at her, but then the doorbell rings,
Ding
so he's
dong. Yeah.
oh, so he's got an out. Goes and answers the door. It's DJ and Nola. And
A
the
stripper chick.
mean
I
one,
forget her name, yeah.
yeah, forget the mean one's name. Yeah, I don't know. The stripper one. And he's like, what are you doing here, man? He's like, hey, man, I want to talk to you for a minute, man. Something like that. And then there's a really good line. Like, she comes over, who is this? It's like this dude with two fucking hoes. It does a really nice house. And, he's like, I'm sorry, man. I would have came up and talked to you myself, but this one right here, like an old Greyhound bitch, she could sniff out an air conditioning unit, from a mile away. So I was like, oh, God
Yeah,
dang.
respect the house, man. This is my house.
I love it. And they go in there, and they're sitting on the couch talking to a vet. And then DJ and Key go in the kitchen and talk about rapping. But they first start in the living room. It's like, I don't remember. They're
The
talking
walk the
about,
walk versus talking the talk spiel. That was pretty good.
yeah, where he's like, man, DJ's like, I really want to do this. He's like, yeah, man, let me tell you what I've learned from doing what I do. Lot of people talk the talk, but they can't walk the walk.
Yes, like you know what to
And a
do
lot of,
when it comes to walking? They're like, what? Like convince people like me to walk for them. I was like, yeah,
yeah.
pretty good.
I mean, the people that are actually walking, they don't talk at all. You know why? It's too busy walking. And so that's where we end. And we go to the living room and we see Nola. Like, I really like your hair. That's got like some chocolate in it. I like it. And she's like, oh, thank you. I have a guy down at downtown that colors it for me. I'm like, oh, that's nice. And she's like, I like your hair too. She's like, thanks. I have to get it redone all the time because this ain't my real hair. This is extensions. And she's like, oh, really? And then I love this mean stripper's like, lady, if you don't like her hair, you ain't got to say so. Just because we on your couch, okay? If you think her hair look like a dirty wet mop, go on tell her I do. And then I'm like, no, damn, why you gotta be so? What she's always, why you gotta be so ugly? Like, this lady don't give a fuck about your ragtag hair.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
I forget what
And
sets her
then,
off out of the living room, though. She says something offensive, something about men nutting on her or
oh
something
yeah,
like that.
no, it says Nola says, people say my hair's pretty. And then she's like, yeah, and then they nut.
Yeah. Then cut back to the wife. She's like, I'm out.
Yeah. And then, but all the while, she kept hearing more loud noise coming from the kitchen, is wondering. And so finally, on that note, she decides to investigate. And she goes in there, and I love it. They got the doom, doom. And then they're doing the little rapping. I shake it real fast. Shake that ass, little bitch. Shake it real fast. And then Auntie Anna's, put your hands on your knees. Shake it real fast. And then they're all, and then they open the door, and it's like to Key's back. His back is to them, but they can see the front of DJ. And DJ's like, oh man, just kind of stops. And then I love Key's like, what's the matter, motherfucker? You ain't got no more spit? And he's like, nah, that ain't what it is. And then he sees his wife, and she's like, what the hell are you doing? He's
So
like,
good.
looks at DJ and says, we walking. And then, yeah, I love it. Nothing is said between DJ and him, but you could see DJ's eyes light up when he realizes what he's saying and what he means in that moment. And that's really, really good. Really powerful. And they didn't even pull in on him or nothing to emphasize it. It just happens, and you could probably miss it, if you're not looking. But that was a really good moment. And then we move on to them creating music at the home, and they're setting up the studio, putting the egg crate shit on the walls and stuff. And yeah, then we get our introduction to DJ Qualls as Shelby. He comes to the they're working in there doing some raps, and someone's at the door. I'm like, DJ, you know my rates. I don't think he want that. I don't think he want weed. He's like, well, shit, wake Nola up. I don't think he want that either. What the hell do we want? We gotta have some damn ground rules in this house, man. Why you? And she's like, well, you can tell me not to answer the door, but. And he goes over there. He's like, wow, you Mormons getting real brave, aren't you? And he's like, no, man, my name's Shelby. And he's like, what? And anyways, they go in there, and I love him. He's like, I talked to you for a minute, man. Who the fuck is this motherfucker? It's like he plays piano down in my church, and he's real good. He's gonna help us develop our sound. It's like, you know he white, right? It's like, nah, he ain't white. He just light
Light
skinned.
skin,
He just light skinned. And then they come up with some these scenes. I've done some amateur rapping, some home studio recordings, and this, and I've heard this from other people, not just my opinion, that this is some of the most accurate. Like vibing, creating songs in the moment on film, like this is how it goes, and it's like it's very accurate to how jamming and coming up with something happens, and it's really cool to see. And they're jamming, he's rapping, and what does he first say? Stomp that bitch. I can't remember. Like stomp that hoe or something. And he's rapping. He's like, hey, hold on, man, hey. What are we doing here? He's like, what do you mean? I mean, I'm in my mode. Yeah, but we want to get on the radio. We want to have some play. Ain't nobody gonna play a song called Stomp That Hoe. And he's like, yeah, DJ, what would you say instead of Stomp That Hoe if you had to say something else? And he's like, I don't know, beat that bitch. And Anthony Anderson's like, oh man, what the hell? And he's like, I don't whoop that trick. He said, like, no, wait, hold up, there it is.
There it
Whoop
is.
that trick. And he's like, what do you mean? Whoop that trick. Whoop that, like our anthem. And then whoop that trick, get 'em. Get 'em. And then they start chanting, and it sounds really cool. And then Qualls is trying to come up with a nice synth line. He's like, come
Let's screw
on,
it up,
Shelby,
yeah.
find it. Find it, baby. I like that clap. And
Yeah,
then,
so
yeah.
good.
Then it turns up being like a banging southern rap anthem. That's pretty good. And then
Yeah,
you
and I
got
love
the
the
girls in there.
evolution of I guess portraying how to make a song, because I think that scene actually starts with him just laying down bars, just kind of going for it, and then Anthony Edwards is like, hold up, like what are we doing? Like anyone can come in here and just start yapping. Like we need a hook, we need all these ingredients. Right now you're just not right now you're
Just
just spitting
flowing.
shit. You're just flowing. Like we need a structure to this whole thing. And I don't know, I thought that was really cool. Like we need a hook, which was I think that's where they came up with
Yeah, and they're
the
like,
whoop that trick.
we need to create a song. It's like, oh, I thought that's what the fuck we were doing. He's like, no, man, you just flowing is what we doing. And we need to record something, even if it's shit. Like, hey, I would have told you, man, I ain't recording no shit, man. And it's like, that's the wonder of audio tape, DJ. If we record shit, we can just record right over it.
Yeah, record shit right over the shit, yeah.
Yeah. And then I think they got a they need the hook. So they call in what's her name? What the hell was her name again? Nola. No. Suge. Call in Suge's gonna do the hook. And Suge's gonna do the hook. And they another cool thing about this movie is this is all these people like Taraji P. Henson sings the hook. Terrence Howard raps these songs for real. And I saw an interview by him that he wasn't too happy about it because these songs got really big. And it's not Terrence Howard. They credit it as DJ. So he doesn't get any residuals from these songs because it's not him. It's a character. And he's like, yeah, they fucked me on that, man. They put a DJ, so it's not even me on the song. So I don't get no cut from a nothing, man.
That
So yeah, it was
sucks.
kind of fucked.
Yeah, I love how that whole scene comes to play because I think there's an argument. There's a fight and DJ
Oh, yeah.
offends what's his name? What's his friend's name? Anthony
Keaton.
Keaton, yeah. So there's like a little scuffle and then you get a knock on the door and Suge comes in and she's like, "Hey guys, you know what? Skinny Black, you know, talks about having this. I saw a lamp in one of his videos and I thought it would be kind of nice and you guys have a little studio. So I got this lava lamp for you guys." She just puts it on the desk, plugs it in, and leaves. And then they all just kind of stand there and he's like, "Ain't that a bottom bitch for you? You know, just when you think this room gets smaller, just got really fucking big." And then you got PJ Squall's like, "You guys believe in omens?" And then, yeah, then we cut to them kind of bringing her in. Nice moment.
That was good. Like the just kindness and wanting to support what
Yeah.
they're doing just cut right through all the tension in the room. And yeah, it was great. And so they bring her in and they turn on the fans and shit, and we're gonna have you sing what's on the pad, and Qualls kind of directs her through it, and or Shelby, and she's very timid, and she's not quite doing it, and then tries it. And then Terrence comes over and I think grabs her pretty aggressively by the shoulder and says, "Hey, push that shit out, man." And then she does one take that's just really good. And he's like, "I think that's the money take. Did you get that? Tell me you got that, Key. Like, let me make sure everyone out of the studio right
Yeah, get the
now.
fuck out of
Out. We
here.
gotta
Yeah,
work. We
it's
gotta
my own
work."
fucking house.
And then they shut the door. Ain't that a bitch? And they're out on the front patio. Just he's smoking cigarettes and pacing and waiting, and he's hearing stuff. Like you can hear the melody through,
Yeah, barely like in the background, yeah.
through the walls, and he's finally like, "Man, fuck this shit, man!" And goes to go in the house, and Shelby opens the door. "Ready for you, DJ." And they go in there and put the headphones on, and then you get to hear the first, "You know what's hot out here," with all the production. It sounds really good, man.
Yeah.
It's a good song. It won an Academy Award, man. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And I love that they
And
cut to her reaction. They don't cut to anybody else.
yeah.
They cut right to her and she'd like just the hand over the mat. It's so good.
Yeah, she's like crying and loves it. And then yeah, they go and he's like, "Now, DJ, this is a real song. We got it all structured, so don't say nothing more than what's on that pad, okay? Let's lay it down. You ready?" And then they'd start laying it down. And then I think he's like, "Do you hear that, man?" To Shelby. He's like, "Yeah, what is that?" I was like, "Someone left the TV on." And then you get DJ who fucking looks at Suge like, "You
Hey, me.
bitch." And
Yeah,
she's like, "No,
no.
I didn't leave the TV on." And then he realizes what it is. And he's like, "Hold on." Goes next door to this neighbor he's obviously had problems with before, and he's like, "Hey, man, I know we had words in the past, man, but I just got a little something going on in my crib that just requires just a little bit of silence, man. And I would never demand of you. I can only ask as a token of neighborly appreciation." He pulls out some weed. "That you would just consider hitting the mute button for just a spell, man. Just a spell, man." And he smells it, nods into the inside. Like the whole house knew what was going on for some reason. He just
Yeah.
nods inside, and all of a sudden the music's down. Like they knew. Like
So,
everyone's listening to this conversation inside while the music's blaring. "No, we got the nod. Turn it down." That was kind of strange, but
yeah, that
anyway.
whole scene, out of everything in the movie, I feel like that one was the most unnecessary. I was kind of like, what was, you could have just had them like go back in the room and just start recording what we ended up watching anyway. Like, I don't know why we had to kind of stop the momentum of them making that song to go do that, because it's like, I guess what we're supposed to take away from that scene, why it's in the movie, is because I think it's showing the lengths that he'll go to, like, you know, record his shit, like give away his product to for free. But I feel like there are more prominent moments throughout the film that shows the lengths he'll, especially when he gets to the new microphone he has to get. I think that one's a little more. So I just feel like, yeah, I don't know why the scene's even in the movie, but yeah. I don't know. I just thought that as I was watching, like, eh, that was kind of weird.
And I can't And I can't remember if it's this song or not, but I think they actually, I don't know. No, I don't think they do this song until they get the new microphone, the Heart Out Here for a Pimp. But anyways,
Yeah,
they
I don't
record another
remember.
song, but I think they're recording Whoop
It
That
actually may
Trick.
have been Hard Out Here for a Pimp, where God, I keep forgetting his fucking name. The producer, his friend, cuts the song. He's
Shelby.
like, Shelby, he's like, hey, we need to stop. And he's like, why? I'm in it. Like, what are we doing? And he's
Yeah.
like, he explains to him about peaking on the microphone. That may have been
Yeah.
Hard Out Here for a Pimp.
And he's always like, man, every time I get my fucking mode on, man, you fucking stop this shit.
Yep.
It's like that shit was fucking live in there. It ain't ever gonna be like that again. It's like, DJ, that shit was live, but it was also distorted, brother. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And he's like, you always, it's like, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. I just want it to be the best it could be. And we need a new mic. And so they go down to the mic or music store. There's an old white man. He's like, and then there's a pretty good scene. I don't understand why this mic here, it looked just like this one, and this one's double the cost. It's like, that is quality. You will pay for quality. How about I buy two of them, you give me for 90 each? Why would I sell you a $250 microphone for $90? If you want quality, you have to pay for that, son. And then I love that he kind of looks at Nola, and he's like, "What was that, man? What was that you just did?" He's like, "N n nothing." He's like, "Hey, I ain't about to pop off, Jack. Don't worry about it. I just seen you looking over there. You know, she's with me, but I don't own her necessarily. See, a guy like me might just walk outside and lock the door and leave a little lady like that." In here, because she don't necessarily belong to me, and then when she leaves, she might take something that don't necessarily belong to her, like a microphone. And then he tells her, "Hey, I need that microphone, man." And she's like, "No, I'm not doing that." And he's like, "Hey, I need it, okay?" And he walks out. Y'all have fun now. And yeah, she comes back out with the microphone, and she's pretty upset. And crying is like, I gotta have a say in what I do, D. I'm not an ATM. You can't just get free shit. And then she walks away, and he's like, "Hey, don't do that shit right now, man. Don't walk away from me, man." And then we get a really cool scene where she's like, "Everyone has something cool they're doing in their lives. You are recording music, Suge is singing. I don't have anything I do." She's like, "Do you know what I do in the back of those cars, D?" And then he's like, "What do you want to do? Just tell me what you want." And she's like, "I don't know, but not
I
this."
don't want that.
And then he knows exactly what she means, because that's exactly where he is. He doesn't quite even know what he's gonna do or want to do, but he knows it ain't this. And he punches the wall. He says, "You think I like tricking you guys? I hate it." And he slips up and says, "I hate you" to her,
I noticed
but
that.
he. Yeah, but he means he hates it. He hates the idea of it. And then he tries to build her up like he does. He's always building them up. He's like, "You know what? We need to put you in a pantsuit, man. You're going to feel bad. We're going to get you a little cell phone, a little head jack, and you're going to feel like somebody. You're going to feel like you're in charge." And and then there's a really cool moment where she's like, "You know what? I know when you're fucking with my head, because I let you do it. But right now, just don't." And he says, "Okay." And then they silently go back to the car.
Yeah. One of
And
my
then
favorite
there's
scenes in
another
the
one.
movie, for sure.
Yeah. And then there's another one that's in there somewhere that's similar, where he's telling her, "You're my primary investor. This shit ain't nothing without you. Like, that's who you are." And he says, "Here, put your hands on the wheel." And she puts her hand on the steering wheel. He puts his. "Now my hands are right here. You see what this means? This means we in charge. We driving the car. Not them tricks out there, and then nobody out there. We in charge." And so that was another good one. Now they got the new mic, and they fucking make this demo tape, and it's on cassette tape because they can't get CDs. And he tells them about the Skinny Black thing, and he's going there, and they're like, "You know Skinny Black?" And his story evolves throughout the movie of him talking about Skinny Black. Now he knows him really well. Their childhood friends and stuff, rather than just somebody went to another school he never met, just heard about. And so he goes down to that party. And it doesn't, you know, he's so, well, before he goes, that's another really good one. 'Cause he wakes up, Suge. I love that scene. He's like, "Hey, I talked to you. Everyone's asleep. You know, now that you ain't tricking 'cause you're, condition or pregnancy,
Yeah.
it puts us in a weird spot." And she's like, "You want me to leave?" And he's like, "Hell no. Why the hell would you say
Yeah, why the
that?"
fuck would you say that?
And then she gets real deep and says, "You know, I'm scared. Sometimes I have dreams that I give birth to a dead dog or I'm breastfeeding a big ugly catfish." And he's like, "Really?" She's like, "Yeah." And then, I don't remember what she says,
Says
something
something I'm
more about this.
scared or something like something along
Yeah,
those
she
lines.
said,
Yeah.
I'm really scared." And he just hops up quick and she's thinks he's gonna hit her or something. And he just walks to the room. You could tell that, I think he was looking for some, encouragement, which she's pretty good at. But then she ends up saying, "I'm scared." And he's
Yeah.
like, "Well, fuck. Now we're all scared. What the fuck are we doing?" And so he just gives her that look and walks away. That was a really powerful moment. And then before he's going to the party with Skinny Black, he puts on his daddy's watch. He's like, "You know, I thought about burying him with this watch, man, but I thought it might be a nice heirloom. And my daddy used to work on the buses. When he worked there for about 10 years, they gave him this watch. And still to this day, I get excited. I see them buses go by. I say, my daddy used to work on those." And it's pretty cool that, Suge's like, "I got you something." And he's like, "Really?" She's like, "Yeah, I've been watching all these music videos, and you know, these rappers always have like a chain." And she's got this big old chain that says D, then JAY. And I thought it might be nice for people to see how you like your name all spelled out, like. And he's like, "This is amazing." And he just
Yeah.
loves it that, you know, they ain't got no money. And she's spending what little money she has on lava lamp, on this chain. Yeah, then he goes out there and she kind of straightens his jacket. There's a lot of good lines. She's like, "Ain't you gonna be hot in that jacket?" "Nah, this good leather. This type of leather keeps you at the temperature you wanna be at." And then she straightens his jacket, sends him out the door. He's out there and they're all talking to him, and it's kind of one of those scenes where they're all talking and it's like from his perspective. It's kind of like,
Yeah, he's in deep thought. You don't know what he's thinking about, yeah.
yeah. And he tells her before he walked out, "I'm not scared." She's like, "I know." And then he goes out there and he's like, "You got a DJ? You nervous?" And he's just fucking in his own mind. And he's about to get in the car. I'm like, "Okay, let's do it." And he said, "Hold up." And he runs back in the house, grabs her, kisses Suge, because that's his girl. And that's we get an innuendo that this child might be his too,
Yeah.
but it's also definitely could be anybody's.
Yeah.
With her line of work, but we get the idea that it could be his. And yeah, that's a great moment. I mean, he
Yeah. Oh,
kisses her
yeah.
and then and he just needs that little bit of encouragement, and she's tearing up as he leaves. Goes to the party, doesn't start well. Skinny Black, "Who the fuck is this motherfucker? I don't know him. Now this is the guy I told you about, DJ now. Oh, this the man, huh? With the weed and all that." And he gives him the bag of weed, and he was super rude to him. He's like, "Seeing as how we go back in the day, Skinny, and you've been so kind to me, you know what? That's on me, man. That was on me." He's like, "Well, have a seat." And then, yeah, some time passes. Obviously, they've been talking for a while, and they're getting along, and they're both drunk and talking shit, and DJ finally slips them the tape. He's like, "Hey man, if you could do me a favor, just give me an opportunity. Just listen to this here." And then, you know, you can tell it's not going good because he's like, "A cassette tape? What the fuck am I supposed to do with that?" He's like, "I don't know, man.
Yeah,
Just
I don't
listen
even
to
have
it,
a
man." He's like,
cassette player.
"I don't even have like a cassette player, man. What you doing?" And I also love that other little speech he gave to Ludacris, who plays Skinny Black, when he gives that, "Man, we miss you, man. What do you mean you miss me? Always act like I ain't coming back here." And he's like, and he's talk about that mixtape. "You want to know about Memphis in the South? You just look at your first mixtape, man." And oh yeah, and then he hands him the mixtape, and Luda's like, "Man, I don't even got no more of these." He's like, "Skinny, you got thousands more of those in you. You just gotta come home, baby." just come on. It was so good.
And everyone's like, yeah, that's some powerful
Yes.
shit. My God.
God, he's like the Black Gandhi, this guy with his advice. And then yeah, he hands him that tape near the end, and Skinny gets up. Where the bathroom at? He's like, over there, Skinny. And DJ's feeling really good. He took the tape. The night didn't start out well, but it ended probably as good as it could. Like, he's the only one hanging out with Skinny. All Skinny's entourage is doing their own thing, so it was very personal, and he felt like they connected really and were getting along. And he goes and talked to Isaac. Hey, how'd it go? He's like, man, it went good. Man, it went so good. Hey, all he's got to do is listen to it now, and it's gonna be undeniable. Undeniable. And he's like, you might have to start getting your weed from another hustler, man. I tell you, man, you might have to, man. You might start thinking about it. He's like, man, you gonna make it, DJ. You doing it. I'm so proud of you. He feels so good. He's like, let me get my jacket, man. I'm gonna take a piss and I'm out of here. And he goes to take a piss and sees Luda, or whatever the fuck his name is in
Skinny
the movie,
Black.
Skinny Black, on the ground, like just rambling to him, sitting on the ground in a stall, like, oh, you're talking about him, me, I don't know, man. And he's like,
We've
hey,
all been
Skinny
there
Man,
before.
hey, Skinny Man, what's up, man? You fall down, man? Here, did you pee yet? Let me help you. Let me get you up, man. We're gonna get you right, man. Gets him up, and then he looks in the toilet and sees something, and then he just immediately drops Skinny Black, and Skinny Black just boom, like a sack of potatoes. And we see him just staring in the toilet, and then we get a shot of his hand creeping towards the toilet nervously. And I didn't know why he did this. I'm like, why would he do it? Is he take he fi he finds the tape in the toilet, and obviously it's other things in the toilet. There's toilet paper on it. And he's
Yeah,
like
it's pretty
flicking
gross.
it off. I'm like, why pick it up? You know it's in there. It's useless. Like, why do we pick it up? I don't know. But he picks it up. And he's like, hey, Skinny Man, tell me this shit just fell out your pocket, man. Tell me this shit just fell out your pocket, man. And Skinny's all fucked up on the ground. He's like, you know what you can do? He's like, tell me what I can do, Skinny. Tell me what I can do. He's like, you can suck my dick. He's like, I'll give you something to suck on. He sticks that fucking toilet tape in his mouth and starts fucking beating him up. And Skinny pulls out a gun, but he's all fucked up, so DJ's able to take the gun from him, and he's still beating him and pointing the gun in his face. Is this what you want, man? We're buddies. And then one of Skinny Black's friends comes in and sees the commotion. He's like, oh, pulls his gun. DJ shoots him, I think in the shoulder, and then grabs him. And kind of leaves the club. That's a really chaotic, kind of cool scene. I'll shoot this motherfucker in the head. Don't come near me. And it's shooting and leaves. And then he pulls up to his house. I don't know how the fuck these guys would know where he lives, but all the crew, like, was already there. Like, the crew he shot at was there. The police were there. There's a big commotion, sirens, and he pulls up and they arrest him. And then Skinny Black's crew, like, oh, you fucked up, man, you're dead. And I think one of them, yeah, they're arresting him, and Nola's like, tell me what to do, DJ. And he tells him, man, you in charge now. I want to hear my shit in the yard. I want to hear my shit on the radio. You in charge. And then one of the guys goes up and sucker punches him when he's in handcuffs. And that was a kind of a cool scene, because you could see Key, oh, motherfucker, just jumps on him. Hell no. And then anyways, we cut to jail, and it's Key visiting DJ, and he's showing him a picture of the new baby. And we get a really cool scene where he's like, hey, did you know Skinny Black before that night? And he's like, someday that little baby is going to come up to me as a little girl and ask me if she can be president one day. And I know ain't no chance in hell. She got a trick for a daddy and a hoe for a mama, and she ain't got nothing in life, but I'm going to look her in the eyes and I'm going to lie. Because sometimes that's what the fuck you have to do. And so Key knows he got played a little bit, But you could tell he kind of respects the hustle, that, you know, he's doing what he needed to do to try and make this dream happen. And then he said some other stuff. Think about your girl. Think about Suge. She misses you, and you're gonna be out of here soon. And then he asked about Nola, and then he said, "Man, I don't know what happened, but she got in her head that she's in charge." And she's been going around. They show some clips of like her and her little skimpy business suit going into DJs at radio places around Memphis and like sitting on their lap and giving the same spiel. I said, "Man, a lot like a dog."
So good.
And she goes back out to the car and she's skipping through all the radio stations. And then she finally hears the song. And he's like, "Yeah, it's on the radio." And I think it's Whip That Trick. And yeah, so that was pretty cool. And I forget, there was another great line in there. He's like, "So your shit's on the radio, man. Just give it time. You're gonna be out of here, and we're gonna finish what we started." And I think DJ says something, "For you, Key, I got 11 months." And he walks back. And then that, I think, song is playing. And then like two of the guards stop him. "Hey, ain't you DJ? Ain't you the guy that sings that Whoop That Trick?" And the other guard's like, "What? He's the guy that does that Whoop That Trick song on the radio." He's like, "I don't know." He's like, "You know it. Whoop That Trick. Get him." And then they both start singing it. He's like, "Hey, man, we're rappers too, but we're on the other side of the law. We got a different perspective. My name is Big 5-0, and this is Lil 5-0. All right, we from the streets too. You can listen to our tape, man, sometime when you're at the rec room or something." They hands him his tape. And then DJ gets to say, "Hey, everybody's gotta have a dream, man." Puts in his pocket, walks down the hallway to some fucking and then I think we cut to a, "You know, it's hard out here for a
Hard off for
pimp,"
a
or something
penny,
like
yeah,
that.
credits.
Yeah, just a really good ending. Really fucking good movie. It's crazy. Oh, we didn't even talk about, like, when he put out the mean stripper because she was just talking shit and looking to get beat by him. Like, she wanted him to physically attack her or something. She just wanted some emotion from him because he's gotten so, I don't know, timid, she feels, because he's trying to do the rap thing, trying to better himself. And he doesn't do it, but he kicks her out. And he kicks out the baby, too. Throws all her shit on the front porch, puts the fucking baby on the fucking front porch. She's like, "Where am I supposed to go? You go to hell for all I care."
Slams the door,
And
yeah.
then, yeah, I hear the baby crying out there, and then they're all crying because they have a connection to the baby. And it's just crazy to me that by the end of this, you feel so good for DJ, even though he's a fucking pimp who kicks out babies to the street. You
See,
know,
I
that
actually
takes a lot.
disagree. I actually disagree. I think I used to feel that way, but watching it now, maybe because I'm older, I don't know, but I actually felt differently. Typically, I went
No?
with you, but this, for whatever reason, this viewing by the end, because the movie is trying to present like a positive ending, and as I was watching that jail scene, I was like, I don't know if I like this guy. You know, he kind of manipulates everybody. He does some really fucked up shit. I think there is good in him for sure. He's a very complicated character, and I think those are some of the most interesting characters in films when they're complicated. But yeah, there's a lot in this movie where I'm like, man, you're doing some detestable shit. Like, what the fuck? So I didn't
Okay,
feel
well.
I didn't feel as like hurrah as I used to feel about the ending. But yeah, it's interesting. He's a very complicated character.
I'm rooting for him by the end, which is, to even have any inclination of rooting for someone that has done all this stuff is pretty wild. So I think there was a lot of really good character development, and you know, he's trying to like build up the Nola and empower her. He falls in love with a hooker who he's supporting, and even though she can't make him any money, he screws over the stripper one. But yeah, he does make a lot of choices where you're like, okay, he's got a heart, but he does a lot of bad shit too.
Yeah, that's what's so complicated about him, because he does do those things. You know, he does build up Nola, and I love the setup and payoffs of this movie when it comes to Nola. like the holding the steering wheel, as you mentioned, the I'm in charge, and he kind of tells her like, say it again, you know, mean that shit, and she kind of says it again, and does she mean it or not? Does she believe in it? Not really. But then in the end, when he gets arrested, you know, she starts screaming, I'm in charge. Like the setup, there's a good payoff at the end with her screaming, I'm in charge, and she actually means it in the end. But yeah, he does all these things for Nola and some of the other characters too. But at the same time, yeah, he pimps her out to get a microphone. So it's, yeah, it's this very gray area with this guy. I don't know. It's tough. It's tough. But interesting nonetheless.
All right, but yeah, have a view of it and see how you feel about DJ by the end. I was rooting for him by the end. I don't know if I'm rooting for him, but I just felt happy that he got somewhat of a chance at
Yeah,
making
yeah.
a better life. We'll see what he does with it. Who knows? Yeah, I mean, there's some notorious stuff about this movie, like Terrence Howard has come out and talked shit about this movie a lot.
Oh,
Saying he was only
interesting.
paid $12,000.
Whoa.
Yeah, and he's saying he was robbed, and it's like, you know what the contract was, man. I mean, this really kind of blew you up
Yeah.
and probably put you in Iron Man.
I was gonna say, didn't he have the same problem or I guess Disney wasn't involved then, but Marvel, didn't he have like some sort of
Yeah,
dispute? Like he wanted more, and they're like, "Fuck you, we'll just get
yeah, he
Donkey."
had a. I think he had a big contract that like he get paid a little bit for Iron Man, but Iron Man 2 is gonna get the big payday. And
Yeah.
they were like, "Nah, we don't want to pay you that. We're just gonna
Yeah.
recast." And he was like, "What the fuck?" Because
Yeah.
Robert wanted more money, and so they had to pay
Yeah.
Robert. And Robert like fought for him to get on the movie, and he said they were like brothers, and he couldn't believe that Robert all of a sudden was like, "Well, no, I want more money. It was big, and you need to get less." So there's some controversy about this movie. $12,000 is what he says he was paid for Hustle and Flow. So,
Yeah, that's fucked up.
but
If that's true, that's really fucked up. Yeah.
yeah, well, it's an amazing performance you got
Yeah.
on film that is going to last forever. So, I'd rather be in an amazing movie and make shit than be in a shit movie and make a lot of money,
Yeah, that's fair.
personally.
Something to be proud of, even
So,
though you didn't get paid very well. It's something to be like, yeah,
yeah.
man, I fucking gave it my all on that one. And an Oscar nomination. I don't know if he won, but at least yeah, he got
No, he didn't.
nominated.
I don't know who won in 05, but it wasn't him. Yeah, because movies last forever, so a bad movie lasts forever, and that you don't want that. Good movie
Yeah.
lasts forever, and you do want that.
I'm
No,
surprised this
for
movie
me,
never got like a sequel. You know how sometimes a movie like this
yeah.
in this culture like gets really successful and then like years later a bunch of rappers get together and they make Hustle and Flow too. Like that happens sometimes. I'm actually surprised that never happened with this film.
Yeah, this is like a strange like MTV Searchlight
Yeah.
production. Didn't really do much else. I think they were involved in like 8 Mile and then maybe the 50 Cent one, but I think that's about it. It didn't really go anywhere. You kind of thought for a minute these MTV kind of music movies were gonna keep going and going.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think all the music for this was like written by like 3-6 Mafia and shit, like some real Southern rappers. Why it has such a genuine sound to
Yeah.
the Southern rap of the time. And yeah, for me, God, I think it's an amazing movie. It looks great. It's so gritty. It's cool because it's not like a biopic one, so they can just be a little more wild with it.
Yeah.
You don't have to try and tie it into someone's life. I still think it's amazing, and I was surprised how amazing I thought it was. I hadn't watched it in years, and I was really loved it. 8.7. It's really high.
Yeah.
I adore this movie.
Yeah, 8.2 for me. I will admit I didn't like it as much as I remember it. It's still a great movie, 8.2. I really enjoy it. I think but I yeah, by the time the credits rolled, I was like, "Yeah, that was really good, but it wasn't as good as I remember it being like a pretty revolutionary grounded drama, like you're seeing things that you've never really seen before. Just the way it's filmed and the kind of the mood of the movie. It's very gritty, like you were saying in the opening,
Yeah.
how it looks. And now, I mean, this movie's 20 years old now. You said it came out in 2005. So, I mean,
Five, yep.
there's been a lot of gritty dramas since then that have kind of, you know, maybe this movie kind of crawled so other dramas like this could walk. But yeah, still a great movie, great performances from everybody. PJ Squall, I don't know. I've never
Yeah, that one wasn't.
they probably could have cast somebody a little stronger than PJ, but yeah, great soundtrack, great dramatic moments. That's some of the best scenes of the movie. I appreciate the rapping sequences of finding a song. They're pretty entertaining and fun, but those dramatic scenes really stick with you, whether it's, kicking her out of the house with the baby. All the stuff with Nola, like that stuff really sticks with you, and it's, sometimes hard to watch. Yeah, 8.2 to me. It's fantastic movie.
8.2, 8.7. Awesome movie. Go check it out, or refresh yourself if you've already checked it out. Hustle and Flow. It's on Paramount Plus. I think that's where I watched it.
Yeah, I watched it on Peacock, so it's, I think it's on
Okay,
Vivian,
so it's on
but
a
yeah.
couple things. All right, easy to find then. Yeah, go check it out. Hustle and Flow. 8.2, 8.7. As always, thank you so much for dropping by. Please like and subscribe here on YouTube. Throw some comments if you want. Also on Spotify and Apple Music, if that's what you do. You prefer the audio, we got you covered. We don't care how you get it. We just care that you get it. Okay? So until the next Vs, peace.
Peace.